Now, I'm talking about a neighbourly dispute here. It hasn't gone to a current affair, so it mustn't be that big, but I thought I'd bring it to the table and get your thoughts on this. A woman has found herself in a neighbourly dispute after a man next door has asked her to stop wearing her lingerie around the house because his little girl had seen it while looking through binoculars.
Okay. Oh, well, that's on them, isn't it?
So if that wasn't, but the husband, her husband has agreed with him. So she's just in the kitchen, in the lingerie, making some coffee. Okay. So she hears a knock on the door. She grabs a robe, chucks it on, opens the door, and her neighbor has said that to stop wearing inappropriate clothing because my daughter can see you, her bedroom, can see into your kitchen through binoculars.
Yeah. She you've got to stop the kid looking into other people's houses with binoculars, don't you? That's,
yeah. Like if well, they're saying the kid uses them just to look outside in the yard and that. But if she's looking in because, you know, what you do in your own house is your own thing, isn't it?
Look, I think this situation is easy to sort as in who's in the right and who's in the wrong. You just can't be peeping into people's places with binoculars. Like, and then if you've seen something you're not happy with, that unfortunately that's on you because you were doing the wrong thing in the first place.
When her husband got home, she told him what happened and he said, yeah, I agree, just leave the lingerie in the bedroom where it belongs and learn to put some decent clothes on to avoid the incident again. So he wasn't happy.
He should have backed her in.
But I had a bit of an incident yesterday, okay? So I had a shower and I was putting on a fake tan. Now, I do this in my bedroom because there's a full-length mirror to make sure I get all my legs and everything, okay? So I was just wearing some underwear, okay? So I've got blinds in my room and they were up because, you know, no one ever goes past. So I'm there just got the mitt, putting the tan on. I looked out.
Whoa, you've got the mitt?
The mitt that you put the tan on your hand to rub the tan on you.
I've never been involved in this process.
The tanning mitt.
Okay. And so what goes, is there some sort of tan juice that goes onto the tan mitt?
Yeah, so it's a mousse. So it's in
a
can. It's like
not
a mousse.
It's a mousse. And then you put the mousse on the mitt, mitt to mousse to mitt. Yeah. Then you
mitt to body.
Then you rub your body with mitt mousse.
Yes, yes. To break it down, that's what it is. So as I'm doing it, I've looked up.
You're moosing yourself up. You're mitt moosing.
But this is so Australian. On Australia Day, look out, and there's this guy on a scooter, an orange scooter. He's got a carton of wild turkey on the scooter as well. I've looked out, and my blinds are, you can see straight in. He's looked at me, I've looked at him, and that's where it ended. So I went and finished my tanning in the bathroom. So if you're that young guy that was on the scooter yesterday going past North Bundaberg there with your carton of wild turkey, apologies, my friend.
I must admit, I didn't mean to use mitt, but I must admit, because I wasn't aware of the process. And if I had just spied accidentally someone's place and they had some weird glove on and they were seemingly rubbing themselves all over with the weird mitt, I'd be very sus.